Holy Week is a time to be hopeful and courageous. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Coptic Christians of Egypt are once again the target of terrorism this weekend. Stay with us as we share how the global church can come around them. And Easter is also a great time to share the gospel all over the world. We'll get to that story in just a moment. But we're first going to start in Egypt, where coordinated attacks of two Coptic Christian churches marred Palm Sunday worship over the weekend. Now, ISIS is thought to be behind both of the suicide bombings, which killed somewhere between 40 and 50 people total. Yesterday, friends and family buried their dead, and the president has called for a three-month state of emergency. These events echo a December church bombing, and David Curry of Open Doors USA says these kinds of attacks are par for the course, where the church is most vulnerable.
It just draws attention to, during this Holy Week, persecuted Christians around the world and the kinds of lifestyle pressures that they have every single day.
So when these types of tragedies take place, we can do one of two things. We can stand back in horror, or we can act. Open Doors USA supports the persecuted segments of the church, and in Egypt, they advocate for, equip, and educate the body of Christ through a number of ministries. Head to missionnews.org to partner with them. And then would you also remember to pray for these believers this week?
There's a great cost that people pay around the world to attend a church, to read a Bible, and if we don't understand that, it's really going to minimize our sense of solidarity with these Egyptian Christians and others around the world.
And just as quickly as reports on Indonesia's recent landslide of the island of Java flood in, they stopped. Updating us is FMI's Bruce Allen.
The beginning of this month, April, Indonesia's National Disaster Mitigation Agency recorded 251 landslides across the country so far in 2017. That's a lot.
Combined with widespread flooding, Indonesians have been warned of the potential for more landslides. About 17% of Indonesia's population lives in landslide-prone areas. That's about 40 million people. What's more, Java is home to many of FMI's partner churches.
After a landslide, obviously, the Christian community wants to be known for being a help to their neighbors. So the good thing is that the Christians are in these various areas, and they're already mobilized because they already live there. So they make up the rescue teams. They make up people who try and help the survivors in an aftermath. The Christians are right in there in the thick of it.
And it's by being in the thick of it that these believers are able to be the tangible hands and feet of Jesus. FMI supports these churches through its disaster relief fund, which is under considerable strain, and they are asking for help. And finally, just how far can you stretch $25? Well, it depends on what you invest in. If you're looking for impact, Mission Eurasia thinks it can help you stretch $25 into eternity. President Sergei Rakhuba says,
we are printing 10,000 packages of the printed Word of God, specially designed literature for children, for youth, you know, scripture, New Testaments, and Bibles.
Now, at Easter, people in Eurasia are thinking about Christ and the resurrection anyway. Even if it's not a faith thing, it is a cultural thing. And with the help of the next generation leaders in training, they'll be distributing special Word of Life scripture bundles.
$25, you know, will enable us to provide one package for one family up to five people. And 10,000 families, that's roughly about 40 to 50,000 people, will be impacted with the gospel.
But there's been a funny gap up till now.
Someone who learned about this opportunity provided a very substantial gift. So if some others match dollar to dollar up to 25,000, that will enable us to make 1,000 extra family packages.
Which means your dollar stretches twice as far. An introduction to Christ is a pretty good return on investment. You'll find the links at our website. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So what if you could share the gospel just by cooking a meal in your kitchen at home? Well, now you can with the help of a special cookbook offered by Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Each recipe in it has a woman's faith story. So get yours free when you click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.